Okay, it's December 19th, 1998. This is Gordon Poehler with Shauna Lukien, and we're interviewing Barbara Willits. First of all, could you tell us when and where you were born?
Well, I was born in a fog neck. Do I have to tell my age, too? In 1921.
And who were your parents?
Oh, Jenny and Nick Anderson.
And could you tell us who your brothers and sisters were? Or are?
Well, I had Billy, Nick. My bird's gonna get in on it.
Okay, it's December 19th, 1998. This is Gordon Poehler with Shauna Lukien, and we're interviewing Barbara Willits. First of all, could you tell us when and where you were born?
Well, I was born in a fog neck. Lots of kids. Do I have to tell my age too?
A lot of them did live.
In 1921.
And who were your parents?
What was your
brother? Oh, Jenny and Nick Anderson.
Demita.
And do you remember grandparents? Could you tell us who your brothers and sisters were?
I remember my grandpa on my mother's side.
Billy, Nick, John.
Was Russian. And Fair. The only thing I remember about him when he was sick.
I had a few that
we had to.
We're gone.
We had to be quiet. All I could hear was the clock ticking.
I don't remember even.
We had to be real quiet when he was sick.
There must have been
there at that time. They just laid there. And
lots of kids. 10?
Mm-hmm. They didn't have any help.
A lot of them didn't live.
Later on, they did, of course. They died at birth.
Do you remember what his name was? And what was your mother's maiden name?
Demidov.
Do you remember
when did you leave
grandparents?
In 49.
I remember my grandpa on my mother's side. He they said he was Russian.
Your earliest memories.
He was real fair, and the only thing I remember about him when he was sick.
That was the world to me.
We had to go and see him,
and
we had to be quiet. All I could hear was the clock ticking.
Until I went to the cannery
to
work.
He had to be real quiet when he was sick.
And I knew there was.
Of course, when they were sick up there at that time, he just laid there and died. He didn't have any help.
Go to work.
Later on, they did, of course.
Do you remember what his name was?
Nikolai, I think his name was.
I can't even remember the name of it anymore. There was a big cannery there one time.
So when did you leave Fognak?
In 49.
I don't know. I told you, I don't remember.
Can you tell us some of your earliest memories of a fog neck?
Fort William, something like that.
That was the world to me. I thought that was the world.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was something out back, out till I went to the cannery to work.
$100.
And I knew there was something, another world out there.
Where did you go to work?
I went to
memories of your early years at Fognak.
Oh sure, they were fun.
Shuyak Island.
I thought the summer would never end.
What was that? I can't even remember the name of it anymore.
Nadia and I.
Oh, there was a big cannery there one time.
By Paper Dolls and the
by Blue Fox Bay.
It was hot, and the folks were doing their garden. They used to go out and get kelp for fertilizer.
I told you, I don't remember.
We'd be down there playing. We were just kids.
Fort Williams, something like that.
Oh, Port Williams.
Yeah.
Did you go to
that
school?
That was my first job. I had.
Sure. I went to school. There was one teacher.
I made a whole $100 or something. I said that should be something, too.
Like our president, so it didn't go very well.
Do you have pleasant memories of your early years in America?
Oh,
sure.
Were?
They were fun.
Some of them.
I thought the summers would never end. They were real long. We played on the beach. Nadia and I, Chartine used to be.
Duet.
We played paper dolls in the black sand. It was hot. And the folks were doing their garden. They used to go out and get kelp, for fertilizer. And they'd be working away. We'd be down there playing. We were just kids. and that was fun.
Did you go to school there?
Oh, sure.
Where did you go?
Well,
in the village.
There was one teacher there started high school.
Oh, our neighbors were the cemetery.
He goofed like our president, so
it
didn't go very well.
It was a little cove there, and we were kind of isolated from everybody.
Do you remember who your teachers were?
Oh, some of them, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There was there were couples, you know.
Gone now, it must have fell by
now. Huet and
the last one standing at one time.
Oh, gosh.
It was sad. I went there when I went to Alaska.
And Wiseman.
It was just, it was awful.
And, don't know.
Yeah.
Where did you live in
you
the village?
Remember about
our neighbors were
got along,
the cemetery.
With each other in the village.
We lived next door to the cemetery there.
Well, I think they kind of
it was a little cove there. We were kind of isolated from everybody else.
On the
around town. Towards Allutown.
We didn't have planes.
That's where we were.
Like they do now. We used to rely on the mailboat.
So I guess the house is gone now. It must have fell by now.
And once in a while, I don't know.
It was the last one standing at one time.
The freight and stuff.
It was sad. I went there when I went to Alaska one year.
Yes, I worked in the post office
there. It was awful.
When I was growing up, too, the older man wanted to retire. And so he taught me what to do, and I kind of took over. And I had it for a while till I got married.
What do you remember about how people got along with each other in the village?
Well, I think they kind of had to. Because he relied on the
How important
at those times
the
you didn't have planes like they do now. We used to rely on the mailboat.
I didn't want to go because
and
I
once
didn't
in a while I don't know who
they
brought
the
groceries and the freight
in Russian
and
Latin. I'd go there and we didn't have
guess
seats.
I worked in the post office there.
And sometimes the priest was pretty
when I was growing up too. Older man wanted to retire,
stand straight or
and so he taught me what to do.
And sometimes
I kind of took over.
He was drunk.
And I had it for a while till I got married.
Kind of a staff.
And I handed it to my sister.
Fancy stuff.
She had it for a while, and then she gave it to Martha.
Martha fast, and all those beads would fly all over the place.
That then you want to?
That's what I remember.
Was that Father Gerasim?
Yeah. Yes.
How important was the church in village life?
Well, I was kind of rebellious.
Oh yeah, we.
I didn't
want to
go because I didn't understand what they were saying.
They
spoke in Russian
and
Latin.
We talked till
we didn't have seats. We just stood there.
Do now it's funny.
And sometimes the priest was pretty rough.
You care to share any of those?
We didn't stand straight or. Sometimes I thought he was drunk. Because he had this kind of a staff, you know, and it had this fancy stuff on it.
Like?
It was down fast, and all those beads would fly all over.
In school, we had a play.
That's what I remember.
Because I was the smallest one.
Was that Father Gerasim?
Yeah. Yes.
Play
oh, yeah, he was something else.
And we had a program. My dad used to take us.
Oh, yeah, we could tell stories. Nadia and I can tell stories. We used
and
the last time we were there, we laughed
and
we talked till wee hours of the morning.
I remember at Christmas tree.
What we used to do now, it's funny.
They put candles, they were lit candles they used to put in.
Do you care to share any of those stories?
No, not all.
No,
that's why I want to write a book.
But I never heard of a house burning down because of that. They used sometimes.
What was Christmas like?
Oh boy, Christmas was something. When I was, in school we had a play.
Of
course, I was the smallest one, so they always put me in a box for a sleigh and stuff.
And
we had a program.
We took them home.
My dad used to take us in the sled, especially me, because I couldn't walk
too much.
We couldn't wait. I remember that Christmas tree used to stand there in the front room.
Because I
they put candles. They were lit candles they used to put on trees. That was dangerous. I didn't know it was dangerous then. But that's terrible. No, but I never heard of a house burning down because of that.
Yep.
They used sometimes they burned way down to the branch.
Well, we didn't really get too many. So
I don't know. And then we'd go to the program and we couldn't wait for our little treat. We were going to get a sack of a little bit of candy in it, and then an orange and an apple. Oh boy, we took them home and we didn't want to eat them. We were stingy for them, you know, because we never saw them too much.
We used to put straw in them.
It was funny.
My dad used to do that to us.
The Salvation Army still does that to us. Always reminds me of that. Because I belong to their church now.
What would you say were the biggest problems faced by the village?
Well, transportation, I suppose.
What were the other kinds of gifts at Christmas?
We'd have to wait a long
time.
Well,
we didn't really get too many.
My mother had a garden.
I don't know. It was mostly, if we got anything, it was mostly clothes. Because we didn't have too many clothes to wear. It was cold, you know, and we had to have something.
And
snow suits and stuff like that.
We used to have meat.
And then the boots, of course, just old boots.
And,
they used to put straw in them so they'll be warmer. My dad used to do that for me.
I don't know if anybody not getting along. Well, of course, we had cattle. And
what would you say were the biggest problems faced by the village?
Of course, my dad, they went to court.
Well, transportation,
that was a big deal.
And we never had any fresh stuff.
Did you have to go to Kodiak to go to
We'd
Kodiak.
Have to wait a long time for that. Of course, my mother had a garden, and I remember rutabagas. I don't need them anymore. The cellar used to be full of those
were
things.
Hungry, I guess.
Of course, potatoes, and we had some cows, and they used to have meat.
Did you visit other villages?
Down in the cellar.
Mostly you think you sometimes would go to town.
I don't know. I don't know of anybody not getting along.
Kind of stayed at home.
Well, of course, we had cattle, and somebody one time shot one of the cows.
You didn't understand the Russian.
Of course,
Russian
my dad,
the
they
church.
Went to court.
Did you also speak?
That was a big deal.
Yeah, we did.
Did he have to go to
Kodiak
to go to court?
Yes, everything was in Kodiak, you know.
Interview me, too.
Was it someone else from the village that shot the cow?
Yeah.
In Russian.
Well, they were hungry, I guess.
I don't know. That's what I learned at home.
Did you visit other villages?
My dad didn't talk Aleut much.
Well, mostly you think he sometimes would go to town, Kodiak. Not very much.
So was that your first
language? Kind of stayed at home most of the time.
Aleut?
Yes.
Mm-mm. It was English.
You mentioned earlier
you
didn't understand the Russian
carry a conversation
in the church.
I know what
did you also speak Aleut?
In Aleut.
Yeah.
I can't tell him.
We did.
It's a word
you know,
there
was a woman from the University of Alaska came.
Nikki,
to
my brother, and I
interviewed
her
too.
On the phone.
She said my Aleut was mixed
from the University of Alaska
with English and Russian.
I don't know. This was a young woman.
I don't know.
Billy, older brother, was still.
That's what I learned at home.
And he gave her a lot of information. And
my dad didn't talk Aleut. My mother did. And Russian, too.
See, he used to go hunting with
So was that your first language?
Grandpa.
Aleut?
Yes.
Mm-mm.
He learned
English.
A lot from him. The language. And
I can't carry a conversation. Yeah. I know what they're saying to me,
Aleut,
but I can't tell them
what.
It's a word here and there that I.
He always says, why don't you write a book about
Nikki, my brother, and I do that on the phone.
Who interviewed you from the University of Alaska? Was that Irene Reed?
I don't know. It was a young woman. Billy, my older brother, was still here. And he gave her a lot of information and a lot of words in Aleut.
Well, could you tell us about the shamans?
See, he used to go hunting with
the
older, maybe your grandpa. And
I don't know.
He learned a lot from them about, the language and
what he did. but I had a younger brother. He said that
they had a lot of superstitions. What my brother and I always talk about, though, he always says, "Why don't you write a book about it? Shamans, you know, shamans, they call them here."
My brother left. And he died.
I just could go on and on. I don't like it because I like to talk and I don't. unless you ask me.
What was your brother's name?
My brother. I'm not going to say anything unless they ask me questions.
Well, could you tell us about the shamans? Do you remember who the.
Well, there was one that lived supposedly next door.
I don't remember his name. That's all they called him.
And, I don't know. I don't remember. What he did,
Japanese woman.
But I had a younger brother. He said that my brother broke a window in his house, so he put a curse on him.
Do you remember?
I don't believe that either. But he was sick all his life. My brother was.
Legends about.
And he died real young. And they always said that the guy next door did it. I don't believe that.
Oh, yeah, that. Once in a while.
What was your brother's name?
Story
that died.
They
Fred.
Saw something in the edge of the woods.
Do you remember
sometimes
who the.
Looked like a rabbit. Sometimes it was.
The
it
man
like
was
a,
that was.
Like
I don't remember his name. That's all they called him.
Nobody ever said him.
Shaman. They called it shaman. He was married to a Japanese woman.
What would happen in the village if someone broke the rules or broke a law?
Oh, they'd call the marshal. They called him U.S. Marshal. He'd come.
Do you remember hearing any stories?
If it was bad enough.
Legends about little people?
That's one thing. When we were growing up, we were scared of them. Marshals, oh boy.
Oh, yeah, once in a while they'd come up with some story that they saw something in the.
Do you remember the marshals?
Oh, yeah.
The edge of the woods.
Mm-hmm. Remember who
sometimes
they were?
Sometimes it looked like a rabbit. Sometimes it, it looked like the like Bigfoot.
Nikki probably did.
Mm-hmm. Nobody ever seen him.
How was the village governed? Who was in charge and what would happen decisions made in the village if someone broke the rules or broke a law?
I don't know.
Oh, they'd call the marshal. They called him the U.S. Marshal.
They
probably
did. I don't know.
If it was bad enough, I guess. I don't know.
Do you
that's one thing. When we were growing up, we were scared
like
of them.
The
marshals, the old
village.
Boy.
Well,
just look at him. He'll put us in jail.
Do you remember the marshals?
Oh, yes.
Remember who they were?
No. Nikki probably did.
How was the village governed? Who was in charge and how were decisions made?
Elders, when you were a child?
I don't know. I don't think they ever had any.
You know what?
I don't remember them having.
I know there's a lot of things.
Meetings and things.
I hear now.
Well, they probably did. I don't know.
They didn't talk about it. I don't know why. They took a lot of stuff to the grave.
Do you remember anyone who seemed like a strong leader?
My mother had
the
a
village?
Lot of stories to tell.
Well, Mr. Sheratine and Nelson.
Superstition.
With my dad.
My husband, Fred, he used to say, "Oh, Barbara is so superstitious." Maybe I was. I don't know. I don't remember.
Did you hear stories about
what would you say is
the village
the best
from
thing you remember about living there?
Elders when you were a child or growing up?
You know what? They never talked about it. I know there's a lot of things that I hear now that I never heard. They didn't talk about it. I don't know why. They took a lot of stuff to the grave.
No big deal.
I don't know why.
Pressure or
my mother had a lot of stories to tell.
Anything, you didn't have to go to a meeting or
the superstitions
mostly.
My husband Fred, he used to say, "Oh, Barbara is so superstitious." Maybe I was. I don't know. I don't remember.
That was the Western stuff. That's all there was. grew up on that mountain.
What would you say is the best thing you remember about living there?
The freedom, I guess, and nice and quiet.
We never saw these people, but we always got the records, you know.
Of course, we didn't have cars, and we walked a lot. And
did you go to the dances?
Oh, yes.
No big deal. There was no pressure. Or I didn't have to do anything, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't have to go to a meeting or
we didn't know any
just to church, mostly.
We've heard a number of people talk about all the music that was played in a fog neck and different dances.
No, it was the Western stuff. That's all there was.
Isolation.
Grew up on that. My husband didn't like that. Oh, he didn't like it.
Oh, shucks. The meal.
Well, that's all we knew.
But once a month.
We never saw these people, but we always got their records, you know.
It was kind of like interesting.
That's what they played dances to.
Well, that's when I grew up a little.
Did you go to the dances?
Oh, yes.
I realized that
drunken brawls times.
Is this all there is?
Yeah. Mm. It was okay. We didn't know any better, I guess.
When you left there in 1949, did you move down here?
Yeah, right to Bellingham,
So what do you remember
job here.
As the most difficult thing about living there?
Well, isolation,
I
guess.
That was quite a shock, too, a culture shock, more or less, you know, for me.
The mail boat didn't come, you know, but once a month.
Any further than
and that was a long time between. It was kind of like you're stuck.
And to live here was something else, too, because up there, you could go
well, that's when I grew up a little bit more. Then I realized that, you know, gosh,
when I found
is this all there is?
Even my in-laws here. Before I went to see them, I couldn't believe this. At home.
When you left there in 1949, did you move down here?
Yeah, right to Bellingham,
So do you remember
husband
a lot of
a job
visiting
here.
Among people?
These folks lived up in Blaine.
They had to. There was nothing else to do. I don't know what even they talked about. There was nothing to
that
talk
was
about.
That was quite a shock, too, a culture shock, more or less.
No, there wasn't
you know,
anything.
For me.
Oh, if you bake the cake.
Because I've never been out.
Different or something.
Any further than Anchorage.
They talk about that.
And to live here was something else, too. Because up there,
you
could go see somebody. You didn't have to call them and tell them, you know, I'd like to come over to see you.
I like the older people.
When I found out I had to call them, even my in-laws here, before I went to see them, I couldn't believe this.
Something else here.
At home, we just...
We had to respect the elders.
The door was open, we went in.
Oh, if you were in church, we'd have to go...
So do you remember a lot of visiting among people there?
Oh, they did a lot of visiting. They had to. There was nothing else to do. I don't know what they talked about. There was nothing to talk about.
Then finally my mother explained to us that
There wasn't
someday
anything.
We're going to get old.
Oh, if you bake the cake or
I didn't think I'd ever
different
get old.
Or something, that was something that, too. They talk about that.
They were nice people, though. I'll say that.
So who were your best friends there when you were growing up?
You know, my mother, when she got to be 60 years old,
I liked the older people.
She
I liked the older
old.
People. Of course, we had
she'd
to
dress old
respect them. Nowadays, it's something
Mommy
else here.
Oh,
we had to respect
gray.
The elders.
Sure.
And there was, a few in church. We'd have to go and give them a hug and a kiss before we left. That I
you
couldn't.
You think it was more desirable
see,
to be an elder?
Why?
At that time, yeah.
Then finally my
because
mother explained to us that someday we're going to get old. No.
You know.
I didn't think I'd ever get old.
Kind of center of conversation.
You have to respect them.
I suppose they felt real good.
They were
about
nice
it.
People, though.
I didn't realize that till now. I'm old, too, now.
You know, my mother, when she got to be 60 years old,
I never thought
she was old. She wanted to be old.
And I never
she'd
thought
dress
my husband
old
would die either.
Talk old, and used to try to tell her, Mom, you're not that old.
I thought
oh, my hair is gray. Oh, sure. A lot of people are gray
where
before time.
Well, he was born in Canada, in Vancouver Island.
You think it was more desirable to be an elder?
Came from Canada.
At that time,
he was raised up here.
Because
people noticed you and
you went to college down.
You were kind of the center of conversation and
down here in Washington.
And I suppose they felt real good about
that's
it. You
where
know.
He was. I
didn't realize that till now. I'm old too now.
And he ended up in a fog net?
I never thought
I'd
get old.
Really.
I never did. And I never thought my husband would die either.
He still has a brother that lives here.
I thought I'd die before he did.
Shana,
where was your husband from?
Well, he was born in Canada, in Vancouver Island.
He understands and more,
then,
you know.
His folks came from Canada. And then he was raised up here in Blaine. Went to school there.
New shoes, you couldn't put him on anything
hard. He went to college down in Florida College, just down here in Washington.
We lived next door.
And that's where he was. Then he went to Alaska.
He lived down
to work.
And they used to say certain nights they were noisy.
And he ended up in a fog net?
They're dead. How could
they
be noisy?
Well, not really.
Oh,
in Kodiak
most. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And then they tell somebody.
He still has a brother that lives here.
Came over. Oh, the cemetery was terrible last night. It was noisy. And I kept telling
Shana,
them,
is there anything you'd like to ask?
They're dead.
Oh, Sean and I probably could go around and around. He understands more, you know.
What kind of superstitions do you remember from
a fog
net? When you bought new shoes, you couldn't put them on anything hard on the floor. That was dumb. And then there was some. We lived next door, to the cemetery. It was up on a hill. We lived down, and they used to say. Certain nights they were noisy.
Even
I said to my mom, they're dead. How could they be noisy? Oh, they heard something. I don't know.
To pour it in your cup.
And then they'd tell somebody the next day when they came over, the cemetery was terrible last night. It was noisy.
I heard one about.
And I kept telling her, no, they can't be noisy. They're dead. They didn't want them to be dead. They respected the dead too, you know.
Here. I think it was New Year's Eve.
Nope.
They threw it over the house.
The
object was that if it landed straight down or I don't know what it meant.
There's lots of
but
them.
But I remember one thing.
I guess I used to do something because my husband used to say, you're so superstitious.
They'd light it, you know. And then they darkened the room. They'd see the shadow on
even,
the wall.
Even the last
and they made a meaning
bit
out
of coffee or tea. To pour it in your cup.
I tried that one time. Ouch.
Stuff like that. I wonder where you got all this stuff, you know?
What it meant, but it meant something.
I heard
what
one
they something
about
in
throwing
future.
A shoe over a banya. Men did it to get women or something. Do you hear stuff like that?
There was something else to
that. I think it was New Year's Eve. They threw it over the house. And I don't know what. The object was that if it landed straight down or out. I don't know what it meant. But I remember one thing. They'd get a newspaper or a paper bag. They didn't have newspapers. They'd light it, you know. And then they'd darken the room. They'd see the shadow on the wall. And they made a meaning out of what they saw.
Was there any question?
I tried that one time. Ouch.
I
didn't get anything. What it meant, but it meant something. I don't know what they saw something in it, the future or something. I don't know. There was something else to that.
Well, you know,
Nikki would have knew.
I shouldn't say that. That's why I don't write the book because I'm afraid to.
I can't remember all of them.
Oh, somebody said,
I wish my sister would get here. She'd know a few.
I have a cousin in Kodiak too. If you do.
I had another
nursing
question.
Home.
I can't remember it now.
she was married to a.
Is there any question I didn't ask that you have a really good answer for?
I hear from once in a while. I don't hear from anybody anymore up there. I wonder why. They're busy, huh?
I guess
too much TV, I guess. When I was up there the last time, Fort Langston was stuck for a couple of weeks.
I shouldn't say that.
My elder brother.
That's why I don't write the book, because I'm afraid to step on too many toes. Somebody said, well, most of them are gone. No, they're not.
They do. Where are they?
I have a cousin in Kodiak, too, and she's in the nursing home, Paris Coley Muller. She was married to my dad's half-brother. She's the only one that I know that I hear from once in a while. I don't hear from anybody anymore up there.
Well, I think today...
I wonder why. They're busy, huh?
The last one. There's
too much TV, I guess.
They're not as open like these.
You know, when I was up there the last time, Fort Lines were stuck for a couple of weeks.
When my older brother died, we didn't get one invitation for tea.
I like walking in the snow. It was nice and soft, you know.
Go out, but
there was nobody around. Nobody. Mm-mm. What did they do? Where are they?
I was surprised.
I never see anybody when I'm at home either.
I never saw anybody.
I don't know if they
somebody
do.
Somebody said, oh, they're in the house watching TV.
Or not, but I never saw.
Did you see a real dividing line between the role of women in a Fognak and the role that they play?
Of course, I stayed with the Mullins,
now,
and her and I always
Port
have
Lions.
To talk about.
Well, I think today, after it was there the last time, they live to themselves. They're not as open like they used to be, friendlier. I don't know what it is anymore. When I went up there, we didn't get one invitation for tea. You know, we used to like to drink tea and talk. Sometimes in Aleut and laugh our heads off.
So he moved back to
they didn't do that anymore.
He lived here.
I was surprised.
There was something I never knew. I didn't.
I don't know if they do, you know, now between them or not, but I never saw.
Then my brother came up one time and he brought him over. I never.
Of course, I stayed with the Mullins, and her and I always have something to talk about.
Is there anything else you would care to share with us?
Your
brother said that there was a Muller that lived in Bellingham.
Like what? What do you really want to know?
Well, we're just any kind of information about the village. When people were.
He's gone now. His wife died, so he moved back to Alaska.
Oh, I missed him. I really do.
He lived here. There was something. I never knew him. I didn't. I don't know where I was or where he was.
There was a lot of
I didn't know he was a relative till
my sister and I and my brother.
Till my brother came up one time and he brought him over. And I never knew he existed.
But you know, the last time I went, I didn't think so anymore because I'd have to.
Is there anything else you would care to share with us?
Well, of course,
lots of things, but I won't.
It'd be harder.
Like what? What do you really want to know?
And Nina? She died.
Well, we're just any kind of information about the village and what people were like. And
she had a lot of stories, too.
I missed them. I really do. They were nice. They made you feel, you were
like
somebody.
A in-house,
Of course, a lot of us left, too. My sister and I and my brother.
Well, I want to thank you very much for taking the time.
Well, that wasn't very much. I don't think.
I miss living up there.
I wish my sister would come. She's a...
But, you know, the last time I went, I didn't think so anymore because
sure it was snowing
I'd have
in
to
Everest?
Make friends with them again.
It was when we
well,
came
Well, of course,
there.
They're all younger than I am now, so it'd be harder.
It's snowing pretty hard,
For here, anyway.
And Nina, she died, too, didn't she?
I think these comments, they weren't coming.
Yeah.
They usually do because I sit here and wait for them.
She had a lot of stories, too, she would have told
you. Maybe she will show up or we could come
back. We should get together. Oh, boy. Like a in-house snow.
Hopefully we can talk with her, and then you might think of some other things you want to say.
Well,
I want to thank you very much for taking the time.
Well, that wasn't very much. I don't think.
I forget a lot of things myself.
I wish my sister would come. She's a...
She'd remember.
Okay.
You sure it was snowing in Everett?
It was when we came through there.
Lots?
Snowing pretty hard,
For here, anyway. Not for home.
No, well, I think they'd call me if they weren't coming. They usually do, because I sit here and wait for them.
Okay, well, maybe she will show up, or we could come back later when she's here, and hopefully we can talk with her, and then you might think of some other things you want to say when...
If I talked to her, we'd have lots of things to... I forget a lot of things myself. She's younger than I am, so she should remember.
Okay.